Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning, and welcome to this program of The Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and it's my privilege to bring you this broadcast. Whether you're listening to us for the first time or are a regular listener, we're so pleased to have you. Our places of worship in Quebec continue to be closed. We hope that they'll open up next weekend. But in the meantime, it's a welcome here if you come here looking for a space and a place for worship to keep Sunday special. In this time of lockdown, St. Andrew's Presbyterian live streams an act of worship at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings on our YouTube community channel and also our Facebook page by Facebook Live. You can connect to these through our church website. I have a confession to make. I really don't get fishing. Fishing as a hobby, fishing as a sport, fishing as a competition just leaves me mystified. Despite the fact that various folks over the years have tried to get me interested, I've never understood the fascination of standing in icy cold water or on a chilly riverbank trying to anticipate the activities of fish in such a way as to catch them, probably with a view to simply handing them back into the water. Now, the flip side of this is that I actually enjoy eating fish. As one of British heritage, I thoroughly enjoy my fish and chips, that's fish and fries or les patates anglais. I think of the arduous work that fishermen and women have to go through to catch the fish and to prepare it for us. Industrially caught salmon and crab from the North Pacific, cod from the North Sea, tuna from the Caribbean or elsewhere. Today, we're going to look at something fishy in the Bible.
Only thou art holy.
Psalm of Praise to God, Psalm 138. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name. For your unfailing love and your faithfulness, for you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. And though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Let us pray. Holy God, we come to declare that you are our Creator. Lord, we come to proclaim your greatness. Holy God, we come to lift your name in the words that we say, the songs that we dare to sing or listen to today. And we acknowledge you as the Almighty, that although you know us inside out, you still love us eternally. That love was shown so powerfully by sending us your Son, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for all that you mean to us and all you have done for us. We thank you that you call each of us by name, and that with your disciples of old, we too are called to serve you and your people. We confess that sometimes we know we are not ready to serve. We are too caught up with ourselves and our own selfish desires. We seek your forgiveness. We confess that sometimes we know we don't have the ability to serve. We are too angry at ourselves for what we have said that we know we shouldn't have, or what we have done that we know we shouldn't have done. We seek your forgiveness. Lord, we know that you are slow to anger and abounding in love. So may we rest in that love, knowing that we can have a fresh start, that today is the beginning of a new journey with you. So, Holy Spirit, encourage us to hear your calling us now. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our fishy story comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, at verse 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of them, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. And then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break, so they signalled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. I am told by those who do fish, and fish with a passion, that it is addictive and exciting. There is a buzz when you get a tug on the line, when a bite holds true, when the nets are full, when the records are broken. Simon Peter must have had a passion for fish. It was his business. For him, it was a short distance between catching a fish, selling it at the market, getting the money, paying for his livelihood. It was a short distance between no fish and no food. Peter has met Jesus. In fact, Jesus has already healed his mother-in-law. But Peter has no concept of Jesus as anything more than a rabbi with some success in prayers for healing. But in a strange encounter in his own workplace, Peter suddenly sees into those eyes of Jesus. And you can almost hear the angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy." He falls to his knees in anguish. "No, no, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Go away from me." If God is love and mercy and peace and all these lovely, rich adjectives that we ascribe to him, why does this man, Peter, fall to his knees trembling in fear? What is it that he sees in those eyes? God is love. And yes, love can be comforting and welcoming. But sometimes there is something absolutely terrifying about love too. And when it comes suddenly and unexpectedly and hits you right between the eyes, it can be too much to bear. Here's a silly question. Have you ever betrayed or let down someone you love? And they, knowing it, still forgive you, even though it etches pain on their faces. And you've looked into their eyes, and you couldn't stand it. And though you've been given thus the most precious gift in the world, of forgiveness and peace with someone whom you love, and it's what you've pleaded for, there is something deep inside you that just wants to say, I don't deserve this. I'm not worth this. Go away from me. I've sinned against heaven and against you. Punish me as I deserve and leave me. And maybe that's something of what is going on between Peter and Jesus. There's a deep look of love and grace and forgiveness in Jesus, that even though he is the Lord of the universe and can move shoals of fish to wheresoever he wishes them to be, and even though Peter thinks nothing of this and knows nothing of this and mocks him and almost sarcastically says, we were fishing all night, but nevertheless, if that's what you say, we'll do it. When he realizes, when Peter realizes his unworthiness before Jesus, he looks into the eyes and he sees love. And he says, go away from me. That's what happened to Simon Peter, perhaps. And that at some point on the journey of faith is what happens to each and every one of us if we would draw closer to Jesus. Jesus had the greatest power of all to make people change. His life and his character are so dynamic that he would lead you into the valley of decision. You never come out of there the same. One of the things we learn in the gospel is about how Jesus impacts the lives of the people he meets. Not everyone is changed for the better. Some are hardened in their own sinfulness. They resist Jesus. Others are brought from sin to holiness. They listen to Jesus and follow him. And some others are changed from sickness to health as they reached out to Jesus by faith during his early earthly ministry. The power of Jesus to change people is tremendous. When Peter looked at Jesus, he saw a love so high, so deep, so long, so broad. He saw such grace of which he was not worthy. We too, when we look upon the face of Jesus, can be engulfed by the extent of that love and feel unworthy of it. And when you do that, no one can come out of that experience the same. Many a person gets stuck at, go away from me, Lord. They catch the faintest glimpse and avert their eyes and hold Jesus at a length, saying, don't come any closer, for the rest of their lives. And they live their lives the way they wanted. And that's the choice when you've experienced the love of Jesus. A choice at every step of the journey, every experience of the love and goodness of God at whatever level. You can choose to turn away your face and say, no further, God, and repress the memory of what you glimpsed in yourself. Or you can go to Jesus, fall deeper into the arms of Jesus, abandon yourself to his mercy, and go with him wherever he leads you. Today, God is tugging at your heart, asking you to forsake something and to follow him. You may simply need to let go of the past. It's weighing you down. And our past often holds us back. But God will forgive you of your sins and cleanse you. It may be a material item. Don't allow insignificant things to keep you from the most significant thing in the universe, even the love of God. You can be sure of this, that when, like Peter, the moment you let yourself go in the presence of God and hear the words of mercy, your guilt is gone, your sins are forgiven, do not be afraid, then you'll also hear the call to become with Christ, a bearer, a messenger of that love and mercy to others. Whom shall I send? Who will be our messenger, our fisher for men and women? Jesus saw the potential in Simon that wasn't evident, but Jesus sees people for who they can be rather than for who they are now. Jesus sees people through the eyes of grace and love, and it's the grace and love of God that changes lives in an eternal way. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for your love and faithfulness endure forever, and you entrust to us the news of your grace and salvation. From the deep waters of chaos you brought forth the earth, bursting with life, and through the prophets and apostles you've made known the glory of your name and your promise. And in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have touched us with your mercy. Although Jesus was killed by those whose eyes and ears were closed, you did not abandon him to the grave, but raised him to life on the third day. And he calls us to follow him, to cast wide the net of your love, gathering in all those in need of your grace. Lord, in the midst of fear and isolation, we pray for assurance and company. Lord, in the midst of doubt and confusion, and pain, we pray for clarity and comfort. In the midst of grief and darkness, we pray for peace and light. Bring strength to the weak, bring rest to the weary, bring healing to the broken, bring aid to the needy, bring courage to the lost, and set the prisoner free, we ask. Hear these our prayers for your people in our own communities and throughout the world today. Through Christ our Lord, our Saviour and friend, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.